never gonna live up to it.
But I mean, like, you're legit now, man. Like, that's like, that's like, damn.
Yeah, I don't know. There's plenty of journalists without the degree who are not called master, but are masters. So if you, that's why I feel a little disingenuous having this. But no, it was a degree that was like, I feel like I worked hard for, and you know, definitely it was worth it, because like it's given me opportunities that I couldn't even dream of. So yeah, man. But now that's all wrapped up. You know, I'm working, doing freelance, and now it's but that's the thing, when you're doing that, you realize like, man, but there's nothing like just going back to CITR and doing what you want
to
do.
Go
and
back
just
to your
kicking,
roots.
Kicking back, go back to the roots, go back to where it all started.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds whew, yeah, that was I'm about to cry, you know, because like damn.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
But that makes a lot of sense though. Like, I'm glad that like you feel like you can
come was actually
back
some,
just,
somebody
like,
at
nice time,
you know, even at CBC, I was talking to this guy, and he was like, you know, you should, if you start in community radio and you want that, you want to keep up on air, like, just keep doing it.
Just keep doing it. Okay.
So that's what I you know, I was actually a mix of like you and that guy, because he was like, yeah, I still do my podcast. I still do my stuff on the side.
That's
it's
cool,
like, why not? Why not?
Yeah, there's no like unspoken, there's no rule that says like you got to do one, you know?
No.
Why not both? You know?
Why not both, as the little Mexican girl says in the old El Paso. Is it old El Paso? Are those the tacos, you know?
Oh, the taco thing.
Right?
Oh, yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Why not both?
Well, I thought, was that like, that, I think that's a completely different ad. But I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
One of those
I am
taco
like having like a weird existential
one
threat
of those
right
taco
now.
Shell companies.
Anyway, I'm actually just Googling this right
now. You can Google that. I was going to say, but on a really more like serious note, I just wanted to kind of start off today's show with a tune that kind of reflects, that really reflects, well, what I'm currently feeling right now. So I had a dear family member of mine pass away, and, you know, it's somebody who I saw just months ago and was in great health. But, you know, as happens with life, sometimes things change, and, you know, she caught a sickness that like just really hit fast and hit hard, and sadly she passed away today. And you know, it's horrible, because, you know, you just think like this person is too young to go, you know. So I just felt like I wanted to play a tune to start things off that like really celebrates a life, because even when somebody passes, you know, of course it's a sad thing. And you know, I definitely feel that, but I wanted to celebrate life as well. I always think that's something to remember. You know, better to remember the person as they were. And like, you know, this aunt of mine who passed away, she was wonderful. She was super kind, super funny, super like energetic, and, you know, lively. And she was just like such a pleasure to be around. So and the song that came to mind was like Kanye doing a tribute to his mom called Hey Mama.
Yeah.
And, you know, that song really celebrated Donda West. And I feel like in the same way, I want to, you know, kind of in a small way, do the same for my dear family members. So we'll start today off with some Kanye. You know, it's a little, it's a bit of a somber, but it is a celebratory song in the sense of celebrating life. So we're going to start it off. And then, you know, from there, we'll go in all kinds of directions, right, Ola? Because you've built this.
What are you talking
about? You've designed, you've curated.
Spotify, man.
Nah,
yeah, no.
You ain't no algorithm.
No, but like, yeah, I definitely do feel like this is like an important thing to talk about, or at least like, you know, play something about, something to think about, ruminate about. Yeah.
All right.
Go for it.
Let's do it.
La 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 la
fool, but I promise you I'm going back to school. I appreciate what you allow for me, and I just want you to be proud.
I wanna tell the whole world about a friend of mine. This little light of mine, I'm finna let it shine. I'm finna take y'all back to them better times. I'm finna talk about my mama if y'all don't mind. I was 3 years old when you and I moved to the shy. Late December, harsh winter gave me a cold. You fixed me up something that was good for my soul. Famous homemade chicken soup, can I have another bowl? You work late nights just to keep on the lights. Mommy got the training wheel so I could keep on my bike. And you would give me anything in this world. Michael Jackson left the Anna Club but didn't get me on curl. And you never put no man over me. And I love you for that, mommy, can't you see? 7 years old, caught you with tears in your eyes. Cause a nigga cheating, telling you lies. Then I started to cry as we knelt on the kitchen floor. I said, mommy, I'ma love you till you don't hurt no more. And when I'm older, you ain't gotta work no more. And I'ma get you that mansion that we couldn't afford. See, you're unbreakable, unmistakable, highly capable. Lady, that's making loot, a living legend too. Just look at what heaven do. Send us an angel, and I thank you, mama. I wanna scream so loud for you. Cause I'm so proud of you. And let me tell you what I'm about to do, mama. I know I act a fool, but I promise you I'm going back to school. And I appreciate what you allow for me. I just want you to be proud of me. Boys, come, mama said, life is like a box of chocolates. My mama told me, go to school, get your doctorate. Something to fall back on, you could profit with, but still supported me when I did the opposite. Now I feel like it's things I gotta get, things I gotta do, just to prove to you, you was getting through. Can the choir please give me a verse of you? Are so beautiful to me. Can't you see? You're like a book of poetry. Maya Angelou, Nikki Giovanni. Turn one page and there's my mommy. Come on, mommy, just dance with me. Let the whole world see your dancing feet. Now when I say hey, y'all say mama. Now everybody answer me. Come on. I wanna scream so loud. Second, they get up, you gon' get that benzo. Tint the windows, ride around the city and let your friends know. Tell your job, you gotta fake them out. Since you brought me in this world, let me take you out to a restaurant, upper echelon. I'ma get you a Jack, whatever else you want. Just tell me what kind of S-type Don the West like. Tell me the perfect color so I make it just right. It don't gotta be Mother's Day or your birthday for me to just call and say, I wanna scream so loud for you. Cause I'm so proud of you. And let me tell you what I'm about to do. You know I love you so. I never let you go. Wrote this song just so you know. No matter where you go, my love is true.
That was Hey Mama by Kanye West off his old but classic album,
classic.
Late Registration.
Yeah, your boy Kanye.
Yeah, you hadn't heard that one in a while, eh?
Ola? Yeah, no,
what
I haven't.
What did you think of it?
I I remember, I was just telling you just like while we're off air that I just remembered this was like one of the first tracks or first songs I ever like actually heard that wasn't like, you know, like some kind of Christian rock album or something. Cause like both my parents are like pastors and stuff. So like it was literally just like most of the music I would hear would just be like by chance or something. And like, or like, you know, if I go to my cousin's house and they're just playing like Missy Elliott or something. And like, I'm just like, what is going on? You know, like,
so those are your like peeks into the,
those are my peeks into the outside world. Right. But then like this, like this was like one of the like first few, I think this was like 2002, 2004 or something. And like, this was like when I was actually just like getting interested in what music was and everything. And I remember like, I can remember the order of like at least Kanye for me is like, I think this song, and I think like, I don't know if Jesus Walks was on the same album. Was it before that or after that?
I believe Jesus Walks was on College Dropout, which was before Late Registration. I believe so.
I know this is like a cluster of like Kanye songs, and it's just like just swirling just around me and stuff. And like, you know, there was also like a bunch of Nas happening as well. And like,
so your hip hop education was just beginning.
It was just beginning. It was just like literally just starting. So like, at least I know this was like one of those like songs where I was like, oh, I'll hear somebody humming it, and I'll ask, hey, what song is that? And they'd be like, oh, this is that song. And I think we just got internet or something. So it was like, yeah, it was just like this song, at least is like my birth in inception, my conception. I don't know. One of those
just
like
different synonyms just for birth.
One of those. But like, yeah, like I really like the song. I really like that he's like, you know, really just singing about his mom, you know, like, and like how his mom just really motivated him throughout his entire career, like even probably now, you know, like, and like I think a lot of his songs even later, I think two albums down, he was still singing, you know, like, or at least referencing his mom and stuff. And like I people say it's deeply impacted him even now. So
well, that's the thing. Like he you know, when his mom did pass, because this song was written like when she was still alive and performed in front of her when she was still alive, so she got to see it. That's a beautiful thing. But you know, when she passed, it became all the more powerful. You know, even though it's talking about her, you know, living, but that's kind of like why I wanted to play this song. It's like, you know, some people do live on in your memories, because that's really, you know, that's really like all you got, and you should hold on to them, you know, very dearly, because like that is the way they survived, you know, through you. And
that's like legacy.
But you know, when people use that word legacy, they think of like,
they think it's like a big like, oh, you need to like I don't know, have your like name on like a building or something.
It has to be,
you know,
this like idea of success. Like this idea of what, like having your name plastered on something, so, you know, like some monument or something.
But it doesn't need
but
to be.
Really, right? Why does it? I think in a family legacy, it's just people remembering and celebrating those ones who've passed away. And like, you know, because sometimes I feel like in all the midst of the sadness, or like, you know, sometimes we'd rather not talk about sad things. You know, or things that could be sad.
We prefer not to, like, feel the pain, at least. But, like, it's, kind
but
of important.
But in a way, it's better to talk about this stuff. And not only that, but not only just talk about the sad part of it, and, of course, be honest and open about that. But then, you know, try and reminisce about those really good times. Because, like, that's, and which you were helping me do. You're just like, yo, what's your fondest memory of your aunt? And I'm like, dude, anytime visiting India, going to her place, and her just being like super funny, super, you know, just, you know, she was just so stoked to see, because like when you live far away from each other, it's like you don't see each other very often. So like if it was me and my brother coming to visit, like she would just be so happy, like so genuinely happy to see us, and would, you know, of course be like the most accommodating and most hospitable person. And on top of that was just a funny person. Like,
yeah,
she
would crack
jokes.
Like the banter and everything.
You know, she'd make really funny jokes about anything, and yeah, man, just that kind of stuff is what made me. That's really the thing. It's like you think somebody like that who's like so young at heart, just you just take for granted that you just think like, they're gonna keep going. But you know, things like events like this where, you know, somebody passes away when they're younger than you expect, you know, at an age younger than you would expect. It really seals home. Like, man, just make sure every every moment counts, and make sure you have a lot of good memories.
Yeah, spend a lot of time with people you love. Don't mm-hmm. Take them for granted. Hug the person you love. If you call your mom,
call any love, your significant,
anybody that matters to you,
anybody that really matters to you, because we just focus on the immediate family, but she wasn't my immediate. She's an aunt, right? Yeah. But she might as well have been in the end, it's like somebody who you just really care about.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. So yeah. Anyways, Ola, what do you? I was gonna say you were the one who shouldered the burden of this creating a playlist this week, and I was just curious, what you've been bumping lately. So what do you wanna start us off with from your set?
Okay. So the first one off was Sampha.
Yeah.
Is that how we say his name?
I believe so.
British artists mm-hmm. on the keys all the time. I think the first few times I heard him was on a Drake track, I think. But
Too Much, right?
Yeah, there you go.
Because he had a song called Too Much, and then Drake, of course, Drake knows where to get the good beats and where to get the good samples.
Yeah, I mean, he's just a very talented artist. Mm-hmm. I don't know, I've been really listening to him lately, and I remember reading an article in Exclaim, I think. Mm. Isn't this same issue that Anya had wrote about Kid Cudi and mm-hmm. stuff? But this was talking. I think they did a feature on him, and it was about how he makes music. It's kind of this weird connective thing that he doesn't really make it for for everyone. I mean, he does, but it's really just his relationship with music, and it's how he doesn't see himself as having a great voice or something, or really being good at playing the piano or something. He doesn't see that, but he sees the whole process of just playing as being just beautiful, emotive experience. And I don't know.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah,
think about it, right? If you're truly artistic and creative, you're not thinking of how do I make a hit or how do I make something that everybody likes. You're I only know to do what I like, and what I like is this, and I'm just gonna try and put it into, words, music, and song, voice, that's all, you're just using your body essentially as your way of communicating that expression. And then that body, plays an instrument, sings a tune. And I think Sampha is a great example of that, because his music evokes a lot of feelings,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I always feel crying all the time, even though I don't know what he's
singing about. His voice is
very,
soft and choral.
Very soft and there's you can hear his voice breaking at certain points, mm-hmm. and you can just feel the texture of it all the time. And
he's not afraid to show that vulnerability.
Yeah, there you go.
Which I think is something that... because sometimes a musician might want to be so technically on point
mm-hmm.
that they kind of lose the brilliance of what it is, what good music is. And it is sometimes those little, you don't want to call them mistakes, but those little what do you call them?
It's creases. I don't know.
Yeah.
This is weird little I wouldn't say mistakes, deliberate, I don't know what to call them, but deliberate, I think let's just go with the word mistake. Beautiful mistakes. Perfect imperfections. That's what
perfect
it's called.
I'm just
going to rip off, what's his name, John Legend, and hopefully he doesn't sue me or something.
But those little things that that make it you. I would say it's personal touches, if anything, right? So, all right. Well, enough of hyping up Sampha. Let's actually play some Sampha. And this track is called No One Knows Me Like the Piano. From is this his new album, Process?
Process, yeah. Let's do this.
Let's do it.
No one knows me like the piano. in my mother's home. You will show me I had something. Some people call it soul. Sky, oh, you arrived when I was 3 years old. No one knows me like the piano in my mother's home. Couldn't cope. They said that is her time. No, 'tis inside. I kept the feelings close.
That was Sampha with No One Knows Me Like the Piano.
Yeah.
Dude, what a beautiful song.
I know. Like, dude.
Did you make that? No. But I mean, you made that selection, though, bro.
I curated that selection. It was on my, like, playlist for, like, a while. And, like, I was trying to find a way to, like, sneak it into this Soul Sandwich playlist. Because, like, you know, you got to... Like, sometimes it's not with the vibe, but, like, I just felt really right for today, at least. And, like,
actually perfect. It was a perfect follow-up. I was going to say, like, you were telling me a bit about, you know, what Sampha was saying in the interview.
Yeah.
Can you give us a little taste of that? Because it was some beautiful words that he spoke.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm just going to talk about, like, what he was talking about and then, like, just kind of, like, the interview is basically like how like process is literally like that's what it is. It's like a process, and it's like him.
Process being the album.
Yeah, process. The name of the album is called Process, mm-hmm. and like the process, like he's literally going through a process of like kind of grief and also just like a lot of like other stuff as well. He said like his mother passed away while he was making the album, and like he wouldn't be able to talk about some stuff, and like he would just like literally like go to the piano. And, like, play. And, like, yeah, he would just feel it and just, like, play. For him, it was, like, processing grief. And, like, you know, it wasn't about, like, being spot on or being, like I mentioned earlier, like, technical or being, like, a specialist or something. Like, it was just about him just, like, expressing himself, which mm-hmm. was, like, the most important bit. I think I can't remember exact quote I wanted to mention, but it was like, yeah, it was like not necessarily getting things perfect or them being perfectly articulated feelings, but like, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
No, that was, I just thought that was like a really, I mean, that really nice just perfectly yeah. sums up, like, I think every struggle to become a great artist is like getting to that.
Yeah.
It's not about being technically brilliant. It's about really, because when you express something deeply that's like, you know, something that's really powerful and passionate in yourself, it tends to be universal, you know, in a way, because like, you know, the personal is universal in so many ways, because what you feel, chances are other people feeling it, right? Yeah.
There's...
And you're just helping articulate that, except in music. Yeah. And then people can feel it with you. So I think Sampha nailed that with this track. And I'm looking forward to checking out the rest of that album, Process,
yeah.
Eh?
There's like another quote from him, and he's like, he's like, oh yeah, like he has hang-ups about his voice, right? Hang-ups, quote unquote. And like, he's like, quote, I always hear the imperfections, and I'm sure other people can as well. Like, how is that guy even a singer? He's terrible. But like others, they hear another quality to it, and I'm connecting to something with them. That's how I feel at home when I'm singing. I'm just expressing myself, liberated. I am not incredibly technical or specialist, but I definitely express a lot, and it's something I enjoy doing and find very spiritual healing. So yeah, that's like the best quote ever. That was from the Exclaim article. I think Stephen Karlick wrote that. So
sweet.
Yeah, you guys should check that out. It's very interesting. Sampha is a fantastic artist. And
clearly, a very profound person as well.
Wise words.
Wise words.
He's been thinking. Yeah.
So, all right. So, where do we go from here? We go to the next track, which
did you do that on purpose?
I think I did that subconsciously because, like, I'm like, I think the track is called "Where Do You Go," and it's like, So the next track we can call is "Where Do You Go." It's by Jameson, who for some reason Ola thought was... Okay, it's not for some reason. To be fair, Jameson, the artist, spells his name J-M-S-N. So Ola was just like, it's J-M-S-N. It's J-M-S-N. What else could
it be?
I'm
like the like most uncool person. Like every person in Vancouver.
Are you that?
Like,
are you that guy who?
Bit. Yeah.
Are you that guy who said Deadmau5 back in the day? You're that guy, right?
I didn't even know who Deadmau5 was then. I was about to say Deadmau5. I was that person.
Another artist who is spelled, you know, dead, and then M-A-U-5, the number 5. It's actually Deadmau5, in case anybody listening somehow didn't know that. But, you know, there's more Olas out there.
There's a lot more of us than you know. There's like, we're everywhere, you know, we're watching, you know, like, yeah.
The Olas are watching.
At least, like, there's, like, at least 10% of, like, the world's population doesn't know how to pronounce artist names.
That's...
Like,
I think that's actually a low ball figure. I'm actually going to...
I'm underestimating. Wow.
Definitely.
You know, like,
I think there's a good...
The pollsters are wrong here.
I think
here.
It's a good 50%. Anyway, so Jameson is the artist, and the track is called Where Do You Go? And the album is called Whatever Makes You Happy.
Yeah.
That sounds like a... Great. Well, that's a great album name, first of all.
It's a great album name, but like it's definitely just like really moody, like the entire album.
Ah, so you're
like,
saying
whatever makes you happy. It's like a sassy.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's like a more sassy album.
And that's what it feels like.
Whatever
like,
makes you happy.
Yeah, but like I mean, some of the songs are like very beautiful, but some of them are like really like. Like, dude, man, what are you feeling, man? What are you feeling? Like, tell me. So yeah, we'll talk more about it like when we come back. But like,
Let's hit it then. Where Do You Go by Jameson off the album Whatever Makes You Happy.
Let's do this.
That is not true at all. Oh my god. Thank you.
see me. I wonder where you go. Yeah. Maybe it's my mind that deceives me. Thinking you out having fun with someone else. Maybe my insecurities feed me. Maybe I just need some help. Whoa. I said, where do you go?
Where do you go?
Whoa. You, baby, I don't even look at the clock, but then my mind does a full 180 when you hit that door and start to walk away. Maybe it's the way God made me, maybe it's just a mental block. All I know is I'm gonna be waiting with the deadbolt unlocked. Oh, oh, oh.
Yeah, that was Jameson with Where Do You Go?
Or JMSN for like for those Olas out there.
For those Olas out there, it's JMSN. So yeah, we're, by the way, you're listening to Soul Sandwich here on CITR 101.9 FM. We're broadcasting to you live from unceded Musqueam territory here in the University of British Columbia. It's your host, Rohit Joseph, myself, that is me. And we got Ola, Ola Mide, dabbing on the corner. But that track, man, wow.
I know, right? That was Jameson. Really good. Yeah.
What soul in his voice, you know? We were just I was just quickly reading up on him because I was just curious about him, and his influences. Well, first of all, he grew up in Detroit, you know, and he was in this interview with Complex, he was saying, "I didn't realize how ghetto it was growing up there." And it's just, you know, that's the funny thing. When you're a kid and you're just like, you're growing up in a place where that's all you know. So you're like, "Oh, this is just normal." You know, people like smoking weed at like the age of 8 or something, like no big deal. And he was just saying it's like a crazy environment. And then, but he got into music.
Yeah,
he started learning Pro Tools at the age of 12.
Yeah,
which if any of you have tried using Pro Tools ever, it's complicated.
I am 22 and I've never, like, I've looked at Pro Tools and I'm like, man, no,
nah,
I am.
My music dreams end right here.
I'm like, you know, I could be like a multi, you know, talented like artist or something. You know, I can be like Donald Glover or something. You know, making music, writing TV shows and stuff. And then I like look at that and I'm like, no, you know, so like your boy,
I get you, man.
No? Your boy started at 12, man.
Yeah, like, Jameson started at 12. And I loved seeing what his influences were. So it ranged from, you know, Whitney Houston, Prince, to like Radiohead.
He's everywhere, man.
And Eminem. Like, well, of course, you know, course, being D-Town. A Detroit. Yeah. D-Town. You know,
do people call it D-Town? Is it like a T-Dot argument?
I don't know. I don't know, man. I don't know. Because, like, I just say, like, Detroit. Like, I don't know what the
you gotta be hip with
no
the
wasn't
news,
wasn't
man.
There like an area code from the 313?
Oh, yeah, 313. Yeah. Yeah. That was from Green Mile. No,
8 Mile. Green Mile's a very different movie.
Tom Hanks.
That's a very different movie. Very different. The only thing I remember from that movie is a scene where, like, who's the, and sadly, this.
From Green Mile or 8 Mile?
Green Mile. I'm talking about Green Mile, because everybody knows 8 Mile.
I think Eminem was.
In Green Mile? No, he wasn't in that. Just joking.
I remember the scene on the, like, the electric chair thing. Was it electric chair or something?
But in, like, Green Mile? Yeah, I think there was.
There's a couple of, like, emotional movies.
When I was very young. Yeah, same. I don't remember.
It's, like, kind of like Saving Private
Ryan.
I
just remember this one scene where, like, so I'm really sorry. There's a big black dude.
Yeah, no.
And what was his name?
I don't
he
know
passed
his name
away
either.
Not
yeah.
too long ago.
I have no
great
idea.
Actor.
Yeah, great actor.
I'm gonna have to. We're IMDBing this right now. Whew. Because it's of importance.
I mean, it's one of those, like, really old movies. You know, like, it's like, it's kind of like Terminal. I don't know anybody else in Terminal except, like, Tom Hanks. You know?
Yeah. The Terminal. Like, oh yeah.
Like nobody.
Michael Clarke Duncan, of course. Michael Clarke Duncan. Yeah, man. That beautiful man. I mainly remember his character. That's the only thing I remember, really, of that
movie.
Wait,
he's dead?
Yeah, man. He passed away a while ago. I'm sorry to...
What?
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Another great actor that died too young, sadly.
God damn it, man.
I know. All the good people, man, go too young. That's the problem. But yeah, like, you know, Detroit, going back to Detroit, 313 influences and stuff. Like, what a range, eh, Jameson
yeah,
has.
Jameson. I think he's from East Point, Michigan or something. But, like,
oh, cool.
That's pretty, I'm sure that's pretty close to, like, Detroit.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, he had a pretty interesting life, and, like, he started pretty early with music. So yeah, like, kudos to him for, like, getting, you know, this album out. Mm-hmm. Whatever makes you happy. The song, I mean, I don't know if you got the vibe from the song, but it's, like, literally just him, like, kind of like moaning about, like, his, like, insecurities with, like, a girl or something, or, like, a significant other.
As many and, great like, songs
yeah,
are.
Yeah, as usual, you know, yeah. You gotta...
But that's the thing, though, like, the kind of personal touch of the voice he puts into it really sounds like he's, you know, crooning about it.
It feels real, man.
It feels very genuine,
it's like,
yeah.
It's like several generations of, like, broken hearts just, like, crashing down on the track, you know? Like, do you feel that? It's just like every single, like, you know, syllable that he, like, croons, you know, just feels just more resonant. I don't know. It feels really good.
It's a beautiful description right there, man. Also, a very depressing thought.
It's only depressing if you make it, man.
But at the same time, beautiful. Beautiful. Melancholic beauty. That's what it is.
Collateral beauty.
Sure, man.
American beauty. I'm sorry. I'm going to stop now.
Where do we go from here? Next track. That's where we go. And it's called Lost by Ivy Soul. So this is somebody I don't recognize at all. So, Ola, you're going to have to fill me
this
in.
This is just like a random... It's not a random selection, but, like, so Sam McCabe at the UBC, news editor, was like... I was like, yo, man, I need some music, man. I don't
That's how you talk to Sam?
I don't got any music. No, we homies. And she was like, yeah, well, I need to, like, make my voice different so, like, my normal voice doesn't sound to, like, like, so you could tell who's Ola and who's, like, Sam. And, like, and she was like, yeah, like there's this person I'm, like, listening to, all of, like, Ivy Soul. And I'm like, oh, okay. And I looked up, like, S-O-U-L, right? Mm. But it's actually just S-O-L-E. Mm-hmm. And, like... Yeah, like the first song I listened to was, like, fantastic, called Enough, from one of her older albums. I saved that right away, and, like, I went to, like, her latest album. And yeah, it's also pretty good. Her latest album is called East. Y'all should check it out. It's fantastic. And yeah, we'll just get right into it.
Yeah, like, the track is called Lost by Ivy Soul off her album East, as you just said, Ola. So let's get right to it.
I've been lost in the wilderness and losing my direction. I've lost love and its innocence. Thought I had it perfected. I got lost in my thoughts, but you never got lost in my heart. I've been lost in the wilderness and losing my direction. I've lost love and its innocence. Thought I had it perfected. I got lost in my thoughts, but you never got lost in my heart.
What time is it? Luna looking longing through my window. Simple syrup in my stomach, sweet and solace for my table. Bitter bread like for the body. Sip the wine like it can save us. Hoping secretly you love me, even when I hurt you slowly. What day is it? I've been working, searching deeper meaning. It ain't Sunday, but it's sunny. Runny eggs all on my toast. We laughing like hyenas over coffee. I prefer the tea. Blow the steam, blowing off the steam and blowing up the tree. What month is it? It was just my birthday. Now it's winter, spring, and forward, springing forth. Now thankful weather has me tossing, turning, earning key, pushing daisies like these beaks. I kill them often, missing Ruby, but my mom approaches. Now I soften, yeah, what year is it? Heard a burning churches in the sip. I sip the yak and sip the sunrise from the teeth of the sky. Wake up time for goodbye. Butter muffins, if you let me, I'd probably make you forget her. I'd probably let you forget me.
I've been lost in the wilderness and losing my direction. I've lost love and its innocence. Thought I had it perfected. I got lost in my thoughts, but you never got lost in my heart. I've been lost in the wilderness and losing my direction. I've lost love and its innocence. Thought I had it perfected. I got lost in my thoughts, but you never got lost in my heart.
My sleepy compass, yeah. Heart be leaking, cardinal direction, and it's thumping, yeah. Pumping lead, leak all out that bullet, call it pilot pen. Patience ain't the only fucking virtue. This is courage, this is prudence, this is justice. Call me Plato, Aristotle from the grotto, full throttle, and I'm busting, yeah. No time for discussing plans, execution once again. Elocution, what I'm into, retribution, what I seek. Persecution now and then, persecution on my street. Used to call me property, now address me properly. Every line I'm authoring, my ancestors' wildest dreams. All I got is love to give, all I got is words to speak. All I got is time to conquer every fear that conquered me. Long week, long life, but it's Sunday afternoon, so I'ma sing this song every time I'm missing you. Long week, long life, but it's Sunday afternoon. I've been looking for myself and Lord knows it's overdue.
I've been lost in the wilderness and losing my direction. I've lost love and its innocence. Thought I had it perfected. I got lost in my thoughts, but you never got lost in my heart. I've been lost in the wilderness and losing my direction. I've lost love and its innocence. Thought I had it perfected. I got lost in my thoughts, but you never got lost in my heart.
Yeah, so that was Ivy Soul. Ivy Soul, that was her song called
Lost
from her album East. Check it out. You'll love it. Her entire album is great.
That was a really cool track. So, you know what's funny is like she almost sounds like two different, like she has these two very different voices,
yeah,
or personas.
There you go. Yeah, I think, yeah. But she
nails it because it's like it
sounds, works well.
It sounds so dope. Like she's able to seamlessly go from like this kind of, like you said, spoken word,
yeah,
soft, you know,
to like a chorus-y type,
yeah,
like sing.
But then, yeah, but then also goes into like, but I don't know, it sounded like kind of hip hoppy.
It as well. Yeah, I think, right? It definitely fits into the R&B hip hop, like,
yeah,
vibe,
literally,
like, for sure.
Hybrid right of those. Like it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Oh,
I just wanted to like point out that like her Instagram name is called Metro Bloomin.
Hmm. Is that like a reference to the
Metro Boomin, the artist?
Metro Boomin, yeah. Producer?
Yeah.
Ah,
it's pretty cool. I like that.
Cool,
like,
cool. Has she worked with that producer?
I don't know.
I'm going to look that up.
Yeah, Metro Boomin. We're going to check that out. Yeah,
yeah,
sure.
We'll do that research, you know, because we journalistic like that.
Journalists, yeah. Doing the Beholding Democracy.
And you know, Googling important...
frantically
Googling...
is perfect.
That pretty much sums up the gig. Cool. So next up, we got some Canadian homies we got lined up. First, starting up with Soul Loki with the track Boo Boo. Ola, what do you like about this track? Like, why'd you pick it?
I just like the beats, man.
Oh, it's got some.
these,
so now we're going into more. Hype.
No, this is where, like, this is like the there's like a bunch of people in there, like Spotty Joseph, you know, CJ Fleming's from Montreal and stuff. This is like
nice.
A bunch of like really just dank beats like in there, and I was like,
dope.
You know, it would be like a crime to like not include these.
Let's do it, man. So, I'm excited.
Yeah, let's do this.
All right, so Soul Loki with the track Boo Boo. Let's hit it.
Just another on the list of motherfuckers I won't call back. Just another on the list. Just another. I wish a boy would just fall back. Just another on the list of motherfuckers I won't call back. Fall back, boy. You just another on the list of motherfuckers I won't call back. What did I do to deserve this? Talk so much, never a word in. Calling on stop like I heard it. Man, I heard it. Pass me the blunt and I burn it. Don't get my love, gotta earn it. Make him go down. I don't return it. Yeah, she got no feelings. She got men reeling. I did or I didn't, don't matter, no difference. My touch, sexual healing. She is so vicious. You try, it's ambitious. I cut in my curve and they don't get the word and so wanna tell me what a bitch is. Fall back, boy. You just another on the list of motherfuckers I won't call back. Fall back, boy. You just another on the list of motherfuckers I won't call back. He heard how I move, he counts my miles, and I wanna come too. And baby, it's files and ain't got no room, nah. No room and no time and no patience for you, nah. And everyone's the same way. They get so greedy when you feed him for a day. Just a day, swallow that water. Now he got some fine taste. They want your mind and then your body too. You can't pry them away, okay. Don't like your energy. Fuck what you pretend to be. I'm feeling like Mariah. Why you so obsessed with me? Fall back, boy. You just another on the list of motherfuckers I won't call back. Fall back, boy. You just another on the list of motherfuckers I won't call back.
The client you're calling is currently unavailable. Please.
Are we back?
So I
correcting the record.
I gotta straighten up this record.
Well,
it's not
really a mistake. It was just like you pressed the wrong button, and then like it was,
that's
it was
a mistake.
But it was like a deliberate mistake. You know, it was like the beat was just so dank. You didn't frantically try to change it. You were
Oh
man, this is so dope. So let's
just to make it clear, I ended up playing a track called Fall Back, but it was one of the Canadian homies we mentioned.
Yeah,
Viles, right?
Viles, yeah. I think she's from Vancouver as well.
That's amazing. Like, yo, such a cool track. And when it came on, I'm like, wow, this is really cool. And then we were both like, oh, wait, this is not Soul Loki. But damn, this is dope. And then you were like, oh, yeah, this is Viles, man. Yeah. So good.
Check out her Facebook. Like her on Facebook. Check her on Spotify.
Yeah, support your local hip-hop artist slash I don't know. It's like a mix there. Again, like a genre blend, like many great artists are doing these days. But I really loved it. Okay, but now for real, let's go Boo Boo Solo Key. I am for sure playing it this time.
We are sorry.
Oh, I don't know, man. I just tried playing it, and it, like, skipped. Maybe it went off the Spotify. I'm not sure.
Maybe I can play from me. I'll play
you,
from
you. You try it from you,
I'm going to do it. That aux chord.
So it wasn't completely my fault, because I just tried doing it, and it just skipped it on my computer. How about now, Ola? Let's give it a shot.
Yep, it's working.
Yeah. Boo Boo, Solo Key. Check it out.
Why you tryna reach me? That you didn't wanna see me. That you said I was on news. Now you want cold brews and the PP. Girl, you gotta know. Girl, you gotta go. Girl, have you done lost your mind? Girl, you gotta know. This is not a show. This is not TV time. I ain't tryna repeat the past. I ain't tryna come eat that ass. I ain't tryna come be a mess again. You should rethink your plans again. Cause you beat this hard till it was black and blue. No, the past ain't the past of you. That's why I'm asking you. Why you come back tryna slash the dude? Tryna smash the dude. You know I want it. Ooh, 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 ooh. Girl, you got to get out of my mind. Get out of my eyes. Better take a hike, better take a bike. And if you hit my line, I'ma hit you like new phone. Who this? Why you trying to reach me? That you didn't want to see me. That you said I was your news. Now you want cold brews and the PP. Girl, you gotta know. Girl, you gotta go. Girl, have you done lost your mind? Girl, you gotta know. This is not a show. This is not TV time. This is not drama. This is that real life. All up in our feelings. Tears all up in those eyes. Don't cry. I am not heartless. No, I didn't want to start this pole wine. Red if you got it. Raise it for me when you get to your apartment. If you want that rooster, cock-a-doodle-doo, yeah. Want the dude to do ya. Want that hallelujah. Then you better prepare for your next life. Hope you dream me better on your next try. Hope you feeling better with your next guy. Even though you texting me an ex guy who texts like, get out of my mind. Get out of my eyes. Better take a hike, better take a bike. And if you hit my line, I'ma hit you like new phone. Who this? Why you tryna reach me? That you didn't wanna see me. That you said I was your news. Now you want cold brews and the PP. Girl, you gotta know. Girl, you gotta go. Girl, have you done lost your mind? Girl, you gotta know. This is not a show. This is not TV time. If you want me wiser. 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 Girl, you gotta know. Girl, you gotta go. Girl, have you done lost your mind? Girl, you gotta know. This is not a show. This is not TV time. This is not TV time. It's not. If you want that booster, I could doodle do ya. What they do to do ya?
It's bad when it's real life situations.
Fuck these other queens if they acting like bitches. Everyone is sister till they attitude switches. Young Jezebel, I don't gotta give you stitches. Arisha got machete for your night terror vision. Messing with me, you want a Hell's Kitchen. Butcher on the beat, I don't even eat meat. But got a whole fam who really love the beef. Do it how we do in country and plow the cow in the street. I bow with my speech, you ain't even bout that life. You wild fake deep and your tweets got me tight. Thirst trapping and you crafting. Universal spasms, I spared them. You was going through a stage of something. Never phase till I ask you a quest and you wet birdcage to frontin'. Chicken, you was trying to play me. Chicken, you was trying to play me. The chicken trying to play me. If I got some bones to pick, candle lit, a spell to kit. I ain't even on that craft shit. But better watch how the follicles is passing. My voodoo door skiing masking. Ask you one favor, keep the girl cold. When you didn't, I was like, oh, hell no. Making on my ex and you got vexed when he didn't want your mess. I don't fight for niggas, but I wild for respect. Heat to your neck, don't try to test. Watch where you step. I got a mob in Jersey, NY, DC, MIA, Saturn, chick. Please, you a non-factor. One call and I will revoke thee.
Word.
Funny how you don't want drama, but you bring it. It's my homegirl and she said LA get it. So I guess I do the Nikki and I fucking get it. Push me to a limit and you mad cause I kick it. Now I'm talking to you, yes you fool. Think I didn't know about the shorty that you pull. Talking about you working with them, that's my friend. Nigga, since when the stupid and me blend? Ask yourself, really, really, really ask yourself. You had me passing Van Allen belt. Burnt me to a crisp, now I'm numb to your mental health. Should've been dismissed, but black love keep you dealt. Crazy, shit is so crazy. Shit we do to be like Beyonce and Jay-Z. But actuality, I'm left thigh in the tub. Fire to your shit since you mess with my love. Angela Bassett, now I'm gonna exhale. Exhale through the class six with a sweet farewell. Try to drown me in, but I breathe through the scales. Now you just a nigga in the pale like Belle. Like Belle, how you like me now? Like Belle. Revoke you nigga like
word
one call and I will revoke thee. One call and I will revoke thee.
Woo!
Woo!
Oh man. Damn. Yeah, we just figured we'd give you some back-to-back fire.
Some back-to-back fire.
Starting with Boo Boo by So Loki, but then moving into that sick track. Ola, thank you for exposing my ears to that. Revoke Thee by Latasha Alcindor, a.k.a. L.A.
Yeah.
First of all, dope name, Revoke Thee. Like, what a dope-ass name for a track. And I love I believe it's Deep Cover, the track that it's sampling. Revoke Thee has, like, definitely that West Coast vibe, even though L.A., Latasha Alcindor, is from New York City. Interesting
tidbit.
Yeah, tidbit there. And goddamn, though, the flow and the way that the flow mashed with, like, the chopped up drum sample. Oh, just beautiful. Masterclass in, like, mixing that old school rap feel with, like, new school style and production.
She's definitely, like, very prolific and, like, definitely, like, just has, like, incredible depth and, like, reach in terms of, like, skill. Like, you could feel, like, you could feel everything in that sample.
It felt effortless, too, right?
Yeah, there we go. It was just like, I was like, whoa.
She's just so smooth. It's like,
why haven't I heard of, you know, Latasha Alcindor yet, you know? Like,
well, dude, I'm going to...
I'm sure you will.
I'm going to make everybody, if you heard that track, you know, make sure you go check out more. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do my homework and listen to more because, man, first of all, it's like hard enough being, you know, a female MC and getting credit, but like... Having like this much skill is better than
don't sleep on.
She's better than most rappers,
Big
let
Sean.
alone male rappers. Fuck that guy. That guy is overrated. Seriously. Anyway.
No, but have you heard "Bounce Back" though? But yeah, I do agree with you though. Like,
"Bounce Back" by Big Sean. You saying? Like, oh, okay.
I was joking.
I'm still not a big. I'm not a big fan of Big Sean. But yo, Latasha Alcindor, the real fucking deal. Thank you for that, Ola.
No worries. I'm glad to, you know, have bestowed that upon. I mean, I had zero work there. It was just like literally just like it was handed to me by the Spotify gods on a platter, you know, silver. It was a silver and gold platter. Like,
yeah, well, thank the Spotify gods, aka some algorithm.
Or some guy in like a dark room
who programmed that algorithm. That's what he's the Spotify god. Cool, man. But you know what's coming up next is dope, because you actually reviewed this for the latest Discorder.
Yeah, under review though.
Review.
It's like that was a joke. I was reviewing the album. It wasn't that funny.
I didn't like play along to your joke there because I just didn't get it. I was just like, what?
Yeah,
no, you're under review. You're under HR.
Yeah, that was supposed to be the joke, but like, yeah.
No. I'm sorry. I'm also tired. I'm sorry. Sorry for not.
It's been an hour and a half, man.
Like, no, it's been a long day. And before that, though, right?
Yeah, true. Yeah.
Man. No. Lou Phelps.
Lou Phelps.
Who is Lou Phelps?
Yeah, boy. Definitely not Kitchenada's brother.
AKA somebody who just doesn't want to be referred to.
No, he's just like
doesn't want to be under the shadow of Kitchenada.
So things like he's worked with his brother, like he literally released an album with his brother, right? Like,
yeah.
It had like songs called I've played Funeral a couple times. Funeral, Ariba. Like there was like a bunch of like when we first started the show, like back then, like Lou Phelps, or he was called Louis P then, and like he would just rap a lot on the, he had all these like playful rhythms and rhymes and stuff, and like even since then he's like you know, his brother's produced a bunch of songs, right? But he's still kind of like done his own thing. I think in an interview with like Hip Hop Canada's like Sarah J, like he was like, yeah, like it's kind of like just frustrating when like blogs are like, oh my God, Kitchenada's brother can rap or something, you know, like in a very like
condescending way,
we kind of can't like.
But at the same time,
But like their growth in music was literally not the same, but like in the same, like they grew up together.
It's just reviewed
each other's like song, like you know, like come
being
on,
in
like,
the position of a writer as somebody who's had to do that kind of stuff.
Yeah, the narrative is strong.
It's a great way to hook people in. It's like, oh, you know that guy? Well, it's his younger brother, and guess what? He's dope too. So I mean that, and maybe that's how it should be. Yeah. That's how more it should be framed than he's his little brother, and that's it. Like you know, it's like not only is he that guy's little brother, he's also really freaking good at his own right. Yeah. So let's hear that, man.
Yeah. But this is not off the album, but like this is just like one of his other songs he created with Key exclamation mark. unless I'm also pronouncing that wrong.
Maybe
Key.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. So we'll listen
Rent
to
is
that.
Due.
Yeah.
Featuring Key.
Mama call me, she say we ain't living right. I'ma catch a case or I'ma die tonight. Disrespect me, niggas, no, it's no discussion. I put them in the coffin, I ain't talking over tussin'. It's nothing, gave you money, you did not do what you promised. Niggas have no sex and y'all ain't even Amish. Damn, I'm drunk off of a 40 ounce of beer. That OD, it made my mind disappear. Hey, I'm slapping niggas like Rick James up in the studio. So give me beats, I'll touch down just like I'm Julio. I'm a Canadian savage like number 49. While y'all niggas hanging out, I'm working out of town overtime. Money in my wallet, money in my fucking jeans. Double check, we walking with these niggas, might be thieves. Yo, I stuck all on my shoes. You wanna buy a rent and steal? Broke niggas in the strip club, okay. Don't come to me when you got to pay. Hey, nobody pay it, they rent tonight. Ain't nobody pay it, they rent tonight. Ain't nothing to it but to do it. Swimming money like it's fluid. I got mine, you gotta get yours. Pay your rent or you get kicked out. Nobody pay it, they rent tonight. Ain't nobody pay it, they rent tonight. Ain't nothing to it but to do it. Swimming money like it's fluid.
I got money, gotta get yours. Okay. Pay your rent and you get kicked out.
Okay. Pocket rockets, stuffed inside my salvage denim jeans. Pocket rockets, stuffed inside my dirty salvage jeans. Used to stuck down in my shoe. Used to stuck down in my shoe. Hold on, wanna get loose, okay. Bring your perfect suit, okay.
No homo.
I keep that 50-round drum inside of that Tony Romo.
Okay.
Activist and high tech got me more than slow-mo. Hey. Bitch, what you say? Have you lost your fucking mind?
Hey.
Time is money and it's fucking mine.
Let them don't know what he said. Let them don't know what he know.
Had your bitch pick up my toe. I might have to open shoot a okay.
Trust me, bro.
OJ when the only one with character fucking gloves. When I put them gloves to work, you know I'm going fucking dumb.
Nobody paying they rent tonight. Nah. Nobody paying they rent tonight. Ain't none to it but to do it. Swimming money like it's fluid. I got mine, you gotta get yours. Pay your rent or you get kicked out. Ain't nobody paying they rent tonight. Nah. Ain't nobody paying they rent tonight. Ain't none to it but to do it. Swimming money like it's fluid. I got mine, you gotta get yours. Pay your rent or you get kicked out.
Ain't nobody paying the rent. Ain't nobody paying the rent tonight. Nah. Ain't nobody paying the rent. Ain't nobody paying the rent tonight. Nah. If the rent is due, you know what I'm gonna do. Spend this fortune with my crew. I'm about to hit a club or two. Ain't nobody paying the rent. Ain't nobody paying the rent tonight. Nah. Ain't nobody paying the rent. Ain't nobody paying the rent tonight. Nah. If the rent is due, you know what I'm gonna do. Spend this fortune with my crew. I'm about to hit a club or two.
Okay, yeah, we had Lou Phelps with Rent Is Due featuring Key, your boys, and you can check out Lou Phelps' new album called, actually, I can't remember what album, the name of his album, but it's called Experiments, 001:experiments. There you go, from How, What, and Where Recordings. Yeah, there you go.
Man. Well, I was going to say, you know, he's pretty good in his own right. My only criticism is, like, I'm not feeling the voice quite so much. Mm, like, not totally my thing, but he's got decent flow, and is and he produced the beat, eh?
For this song, I don't think so.
Oh, well.
But, yeah, no, but the thing is, like, he's definitely, like,
I like what he was doing.
There you go.
Like, that was a good beat selection. Like, it still worked. Like again, like, just because I was like, I wasn't totally feeling his voice, it still was really catchy. And
his album is definitely like it's exactly what it is. It's an experiment, and it's just like there's no like really cohesive flow to it. But it's like his album, and it's like him just like playing around. Like that's perfect word for it. It's like him having fun with it, you know, like staking his own claim.
Oh, he definitely does that, so, and he executes that really well.
There we go. And there's some lines like you definitely just like laugh at. So like, you should definitely check it out.
That's tight, yo. Yeah. That's tight.
We're just gonna have a flurry of songs. Just
So we're just gonna. Why don't we just do like a flurry of dope songs and we'll just end it off there? So this will be the last of us talking. We did a lot of talking today, but that was good.
That was good.
That was fun. That was fun.
Very therapeutic.
So we got some cool tracks coming. So what do we want to hit them with first, yo?
I don't know, man. Like I think I'm feeling like
Spotty?
Let's play Francis first.
Francis first? Okay.
Francis.
I was going to say Francis Arevalo is a local rapper who's just released his album called The Lions We Are, and it's really tight. It's amazing. And we got to, you know, play some. We got to represent.
Yeah.
There's so many good tracks on this, but I'm just thinking which one do I choose? Love Things is also with Lady Jams, who are another great Vancouver staple. But then there's a track that was recently released that's also dope. What are you thinking?
No, we good.
We good? Okay, we good. All right, let's do Love Things. With the lady. Oh, but then again, Indac is also supposed to be really dope too. this is hard. This is hard to choose. Okay, you know what? I haven't heard Indag yet. I've just heard good things about it. So why don't we try that?
Yeah.
It'll be new for me, new for you.
And then after that, we'll just end off with Spotty Joseph.
Yeah.
Cool. Finish that off strong. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Yeah, let's go with it. People, we'll see you later next week.
The week after next.
Sorry about that. And we'll be giving you some more dank beats as usual. So
stay tuned.
You're listening to CITR.
101.9. This has been Soul Sandwich. It's been good to be back. And I will be back for the future episodes. So stay tuned, guys. Ola and I out.
See ya.
Good morning, beautiful. Sorry I missed you. I hope you're doing good. I just wanted to let you know I got a new song for you. I finally finished it. And I hope it can help start your day right. I think you might get down to it. I mean, I know you're doing your thing. Just know that I see you, and I'm right there with you, even if we're not together right now. So trust, we got this. Anyways, I hope you dig it. Have a sweet day, and I'll see you real soon. Just dance.
If you ever can't dance with me, I hope that you dance for yourself. And if you ever can't dance with me, I hope that you dance for yourself. And if you ever can't dance with me, I hope that you dance for yourself. And if you can't dance, just dance, just dance, just dance. Got a song that I might write. I think it's something that you might like. My crew's like, they think that you're my type. And I know that you won't fall fast from my mic or any lines or recite. Starting tonight, I'ma give up trying to get chicks. I get you, it's either Netflix or nightlife. I like that you like fried chicken and trying to find on. We're lost in this world, but we always find time. So easy to find rhymes for you. I mean, we could stay friends. Rappers, no fine lines, it's true. Know that we don't need each other, it's a real long lifetime. From your timeline, I think our timelines align. In my eyes, you're divine. I'd like to invite you along for the ride, someone to share hope, to be dope alongside. Can we learn our stories and the plot lines inside? Like we can flip it open, leave a crease in the spine. Dance when you dance and you know how the song go. When you talk with your body and it's all dope. When you know that you got flow and sing along low, then everywhere become your dance floor. When you stop just to rock cause it feels right. When the song start to feel like it's real life. Walk the talk, sure, like you don't need words. Rhythm's all we got. Like if you ever can't dance with me, I hope that you dance for yourself. And if you ever can't dance with me, I hope that you dance for yourself. And if you ever can't dance with me, I hope that you dance for yourself. And if you can't dance, just dance, just dance, just dance. I used to make your mixtapes. Now I'm making mixtapes. This day forward, live a life I'll never escape. I've learned from my missteps and mistakes and misdates and what I didn't say, but I can think straight. I'm writing stupid R&B joints openly. Me and my band are Young D'Angelo and Jodeci. You leave me stunned, I'ma try to sing soulfully. Goodness takes time, gardens grow slowly. Your poetry, honey on your tongue, oceans in your eyes, lullabies on your lips, infinity in your mind. It's fine music we like, vibe to it, drinks with a ring to it, make moments we ain't used to. This feels fluid, dope, we keep in touch. Don't have to rush to we and us. I imagine teaming up, I've daydreamed enough. I'm trying to figure what I think of us. And when I bring it up, I think of you and that. Dancing in your kitchen, love. When you dance and you know how the song go. When you talk with your body and it's all dope. When you know that you got flow and sing along low, then everywhere become your dance floor. When you stop just to rock cause it feels right. When the song start to feel like it's real life. Walk the talk, sure, like you don't need words. Rhythm's all we got, like if you ever can't dance with me, I hope that you dance for yourself. And if you ever can't dance with me, I hope that you dance for yourself. And if you ever can't dance with me, I hope that you dance for yourself. And if you can't dance, just dance, just dance, just dance.
Sorry, I couldn't wait. I just had to call back and sing it to you. If you ever can't dance with me.
Spotty Joseph. Simple as shit. Cigarette lit. Sipping on shit. Naked, she naked. She stripping this shit. Shit is real lit. Jameson liquid. I'm faded. I'm faded on flicking shit. You ain't never chilling with him. Is your man even hitting that shit? Now you got me kissing your lips. I be going down low. Now I'm kissing your lips. Listen to this. I'm a stunt on them. Had it some years. I got months on them. She wanna fall like she love on
autumn. Bumping my songs, man, she love all them. Girl, it's the change of the guards. Y'all need to change up your guards. Faith just ain't working for y'all. Fuck 'em, fuck 'em.